That's Feminism, bro, where we're exploring diverse voices in modern female strength. Because I'm going to be honest with you, I think that word has been so diluted, hijacked, and defunct, we women aren't even sure what our role is or how to perform it. But I can tell you this much, it's hella important, and we need to figure this out. I'm your host, Brittany Van Boskirk. Good morning, guys. I'm super excited because I have Veronica Juarez with me today, and she wears many hats. Veronica is a wife of 25 years. She looks really young, so I kind of don't. How old were you when you got married?
17.
Okay, yeah, yes, you look so young. And four kiddos.
Yes.
And what's the age range on them?
My oldest is 21 and my youngest is 5.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, and then you were a nurse before you took a step back.
Yes.
Okay, and how long were you a nurse?
I was nurse for 11 years in Mexico.
In Mexico, okay. Yes. And when you came here, was that something you wanted to pursue, or was it just that it has different qualifications?
Well, when we came here from a visa.
Okay, from Spain.
Yeah, so and then in that visa, in that particular work visa, the wife was not allowed to work. So that one first 3 years, I wasn't allowed to work. And then I get pregnant with my third child. And then since I was working, I want to have the opportunity to be with him. Sure. Instead of working. And then when I start getting ready again, I get pregnant again with the fourth one. And then right now, she's going to be in kindergarten. So right now, I'm going to start pursuing that.
Okay, so you want to do nursing.
Yes.
So do you need to get recertified now, like in an American, or can you take all your classes, or how does that work?
You do the transcripts, okay. And then I get to the point I need to take the English test, though, 3 times, the TOEFL, because for nursing you need certain points, and I wasn't able to get it until the third test.
Okay.
And then at that time, like I will say 6 years ago, I didn't need anything else. You just need to get to the board of nursing, and then you need to pass the test.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's exciting. So that's going to be your next journey. So in the meantime, though, you are a Zumba instructor.
Yes, I am a Zumba instructor.
And I think a fitness instructor in general. So you can, or is Silver Sneakers or?
Yeah, I teach Silver Sneakers, AWA, Body Works.
Okay. Yeah. So tell me, you guys came over together how many years ago?
15 years ago.
15 years ago. And yes. He was on a work visa, but then yes. Because he was on one, you are not allowed.
I wasn't
allowed.
Able to work.
Okay.
Yes.
Interesting. And did you guys both just get your citizenship test?
My husband, my older daughters, and me, because they were 5, 6, and 4 when we came here.
And the, oh, and so they take the test
they
as well.
They take this as well.
Okay.
Yes.
And then your husband, he didn't have to get it, or he did?
No, he needed to get it.
He needed
well,
to get it.
Yes.
And how long was his visa? Do they keep renewing it? Or?
Yes, that's an interesting thing. They have different source of visas. So when we came here first, they have, I think, H1, and in that one, he's allowed to work, but that wife is not allowed to work, and that is good just for 3 years, and then you keep switching visas until you get to the visa that can get you the green card.
Uh-huh.
So that's why it takes us 13 years to get our citizenship.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. And did he come over for work, or why did
for
you guys...
work? Yes.
For
he
work.
He was working in Ciudad Juarez in Mexico, but the company is Delphi at the time. I don't know if I can say that.
Yeah.
And then they want to regroup his group. So he asked him if he wants to come to the US just for a year and a half. So was the first offer. And we say, well, perfect. Our girls were in a private school learning English, and I was been working all this time. So we say, perfect, it's going to be a vacation. They're going to get the English better. And when the year and a half passed, they said to him, do you want to spend another year and a half in here? Since the visa is for 3 years.
Uh-huh.
So we don't need to do anything at all. And at the end, they say to him, do you know we want to keep you? Are you interested in a stay here in the U.S.? And he said yes, and then we start the process to get the visa that you get before the green card. Yes.
Wow. So were you a little bit upset to stay, or?
Well, no. At that point, at the beginning, it was very hard for me, right? My English, as you can see now, is not that good. At the beginning, it wasn't. All my family, all his family, all that we know was there. And at the beginning, I get very depressed. I remember the first month crying a lot. Mm-hmm. And I was putting a lot of weight to the point that he said, we need to do something with you. That's when the Zumba came in. He says, I remember that he said, I said, I don't want to go anywhere. I don't have any friends. I don't know anybody to talk to. And he says, okay, I'm going to make a deal with you. I'm going to go to a Zumba with you because you like music until you find a friend. And then when you find a friend, I'm going to stop. Well, now he's a Zumba instructor too.
No, really? That's really funny.
That's what saved me, Zumba. And when get the point to stop, we already have, you know, friends, and we already have our life here. This is a wonderful opportunity for our girls that we were happy to stay here. Yeah.
Good. And can you travel back and forth on the visa, or do you have to wait until?
Yes. No, with the visa, yes. You can travel back and forth. Okay. Yes.
So he was working in Juarez, and you're from Chihuahua.
It's staying. Yeah.
Okay.
Ciudad Juarez is a city inside of Chihuahua. It's actually border with El Paso, Texas. So it's very convenient because the company is in Mexico, but they can go back and forth.
Yes. Okay. So the girls is it all four girls?
I have three girls and one boy.
It was the boy at the end there?
No, he was at the two girls and then the boy.
Yes. So you guys speak Spanish at home, and they are bilingual?
Well, my oldest, they are bilingual. With my son, probably a lot of people doesn't know that, but when you are trying, when he hear English at school and somewhere else, you know, and he had the Spanish at home, he get to the point where he was 3 years old and he wasn't able to speak. He had his own language. You know, he speaks mixes in between, right, and whatever. And at that point, that pediatrician told me, you know what, he need to fix. We wait and wait and wait, thinking that he's going to pick at the end both languages, but he wasn't doing it. He was just mixing them up.
Uh-huh.
And then she said he need to pick it at one. So it was more easy, English. We put him in the preschool, and he chose, of course, he chose
right,
English. Yeah, so it was more easy for him. So he can understand if I ask him something in Spanish, but he never responded. He never started back. Yeah.
And how old is he now?
He's 10.
And have you guys been, when you moved, was it to Texas? Like, how did you end up in Dayton?
Well, the company's in here. We never know about Dayton at all. the company was here. So we moved from the technical center that they have in Ciudad Juarez to the technical factory, I don't know what it is, they had it in here.
Okay, so yes, you've been here the whole time.
The whole time, yeah, okay. All the time we have been here.
That makes it a little bit easier, sure, instead of, yes, moving around.
Yes.
And you got married at 17, so
yes,
he's from Chihuahua as well.
As well, yes.
That's so young.
Yes, we were so young.
Did you finish high school?
Well, that's the interesting thing. We were sweethearts, and then I don't know if we can say that, but in our church, they had this school in there that they can teach sometimes English. They teach English as well.
Uh-huh.
So he was in there, and they have the same system that you had in here.
Okay.
Right? In Mexico and here is different. You have elementary that is from 1 to 6, and then you have middle school that is from 6 to 9, and then you have high school that is just another 3 years, which you have 4 years in here,
right,
in high school, right? So he needed to end up one more year in there. So both of us finish a high school being married.
Oh my.
And God. Both of us finish our careers, bachelor degrees, I don't know how to say that, being married.
That's really funny. And then, so did you both go, is it is it college or to get your degree for nursing?
Yes, that's what it is interesting. And I always told my girls, you know, it doesn't matter what school you go. My husband, he graduated from a very small town college, university, but they just started. He was the first generation that they started the university in there. And me, like a registered nurse, like a nurse, they have a private, the only private hospital that they have in there, they were in need of nurses. So what they do was they open a school. They get with the University of Ciudad Juarez that is 4 hours away, and then they bring just a registered nurse. Okay. Just that program. Yeah. So because they were in need of nurses in there. Mm-hmm. And that's how we ended up, me being a nurse and he being an engineer.
So, and you're thinking of going back to nursing when your daughter goes to school.
Yes, I love my profession.
You'd be a good nurse. I could see you're like friendly and bubbly, and I could see that. And then I don't know, you still have to take the test, or your English is good enough for the nursing test. So now you just have to go to the Board of Nursing.
But every time that you start the process, and I didn't finish the process. Yeah, they will ask me again. For example, for all the nurses that the people that are interested in there, you need to get in contact with your state Board of Nursing. And then they're going to ask you that they send the school directly, send the papers to them. That's quite difficult because you need to talk with the school in your country and make sure, you need to pay, but make sure that they don't put any of your information, because they are the ones sending all the transcripts, the courses that you take and whatever. And then you need to take that TOEFL test and all the papers that they ask you, and then they allow you to take that.
It's a process.
Yes, it's a process, and it takes time. So I think I'm going to be from the beginning.
Starting over again.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So tell me about the citizenship process. We were talking a little bit about it before. I thought you were assigned somebody who like kind of helps you prepare, but it was just you guys doing it on your own.
It was just guys doing it on our own. They give you, for example, my daughter is right now in that process because she was 17 when we were to start the process for the citizenship, and we thought that we are gonna be able before
she
her
turns
birthday.
18.
Yes, but then now she is 18 now, and she needed to start the process by herself. And right now, they just give you the guides or the questions. It's 100 questions that you have, and then you just need to study them. And you just go through them and study. And then when it's the test, they're just going to ask you 10 questions. From those.
So it's face to face, or you're writing?
Face to face.
So it's an interview.
Yeah.
Okay, so I kind of want to ask a couple of the questions to see if we would know the answer. Do you remember any of them?
For example, some of the questions says, how many times the Senate, is what you say?
Senate,
are on charge.
How many years?
Yes.
Is that two?
Yeah.
Okay. I got one.
And then another one that is about the Constitution. Let me remember because I don't remember that one. But let me put another one. They ask you that give me 3 examples of the 13 colonies.
So you have to name 3 of the 13 colonies.
Yes.
Okay. I can do Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Philadelphia. Oh, that's Pennsylvania. Shoot. Okay, Virginia.
Virginia, yes.
Okay.
And what I suggest to people is you have the 13 just like you do. What is easier is, you know, to choose your 3. And don't
just
forget
those
3, you know, because otherwise if you want to get everything, and they have a lot of that, give me 1 or give me 2. And I think that what works for me is...
Just no one.
No one or no two. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you think it's going to be easier for your daughter because she went to school here, so she might have learned some of it in school, or?
Definitely, yes, because I see the difference between me, my husband, and my oldest daughter. We both of us take the test together. Mm-hmm. And me and my husband were studying and studying, you know, and we get together, and for her, some of the history were easier for her. Because she already got to school, that right. For us there we were just learning some of the stuff.
Right. Yes. So you started the process, and it took how long to pass? You guys all passed the test right away, or do you have to do a couple rounds?
No, we passed it right away.
And then do you walk out of there a citizen? Is there a process?
Well, you get in there, and then you have the test, right? And they said, you pass the test, you are not a citizen. But to make it official, you need to wait for the ceremony. Mm-hmm. When you go in front of the judge, and the judge, and we are represent from another person, and then everybody's in there, but somebody else is representing us, mm-hmm. and then you officially are U.S. citizen, and then that's there where you get your kind of certificate or
right. Okay. Yeah. Have you had that yet?
Yes.
Exciting. Yes. I know. Congratulations. That's very fun. Yeah.
I was a crazy lady, you know, clapping in there and cheering there. I mean, it's something very important. It takes a lot of effort and time. Yeah.
It does. Yeah. That's a big commitment. And yeah. So now you guys are dual citizens?
Yes. With Mexico, I think you can be like that. But in some countries, you need to give up the citizenship of your country. Okay. Depends on the country that you're coming from.
Okay. And you guys, you just came back, though, from visiting family.
Yes.
So you guys have been back. And has anybody else tried to come over? Is anybody else interested in coming to the United States?
My family, no.
No?
No.
They're settled. And how big is your family in Chihuahua?
Well, I have just my father. My mother passed away 5 years ago. And then I have my 4 sisters with the husband and, you know, the nieces and nephews and great nieces. And
so they all stayed right there.
They all stayed right there.
And is that his family too? Or they all?
His family too, yes.
That's hard to be far away. You know, they don't get to know their cousins as well.
Yeah. And I see the difference between my oldest, in our culture, we are very, very, very close. Every Sunday, we were with my mom. The cousins get together and talk. It's part of a culture. So right. I see that with my girls, but with my youngest, I said that they miss that part.
That's really special to have all that family around. Yeah. But they've gone back. Are any of your kids interested in moving back, or are they happy here just visiting Mexico?
They're happy here just like mm-hmm. visiting there. I think they are used to, well, this is, even for my oldest, this is their country. This
right.
is, they love, this is what they know, you know.
Right. Yeah. This is home.
This is home. Yeah. That's what they express when we come in crossing the border, they said, oh, that was very nice, but we are home now, mm-hmm. you know, yeah.
Sure. So this is sort of focused on just what it's like to be a woman right now and to be a strong woman. Do you have any advice or any thoughts for our women listeners today?
Well, I always told my girls, just know who you are because you have the pen. Nobody can cry your story, but yourself. No matter what situation you are now, just remember yourself. I am strong. I have the pen. I can change the situation. Just keep being strong.
I love that. I think that's really sage advice, especially for women, because this is, especially with the teen, it's so hard right now to navigate and to do what everybody else is doing, but it's really hard to be your own person. That's great advice. All right. Well, we are going to wrap up, but if people want to find out a little bit more, or I know you said you teach Zumba, do you have anywhere where they can follow you?
Yes. I have my Facebook page is Vero, B-E-R-O Zumba. Very easy.
Perfect.
You can find me in there.
Zumba is a like a corporation or a brand, but everybody that teaches it always has a great story like yours, where they're just like, Zumba changed my life.
Yeah, truly does. Sometimes, you know, like that, I was depressed. I wasn't feeling myself. And I think all the women at some point feel that in your life. No matter how good you were doing, at some point, you feel that. And that really, truly helped me a lot to get out of there, to you know, just get to know people. Sometimes we don't put ourselves in there.
That's it. It's that sense of community. I mean, I think Zumba's one of the answers, but I think it's just, you don't know how to get out there and meet other women and just be around a tribe of people. And that's such a strong tribe. And I do think that women always go through that, especially after childbirth, where you start to kind of like lose your identity and you start to like, who am I? What am I doing? Why am I here? It's really hard to find yourself again.
And especially when you talk with other people, we usually talk about the good stuff, right? The motherhood. Oh, it's so nice. But there are some people that they don't feel that way. And then they feel, oh my goodness, what I feel in this. But don't worry. It's because people usually don't talk. That doesn't mean that other people are not feeling too. You know, I think we need to be more open about it so nobody else feel outside. Like I do.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's so much easier when you're just, I mean, I get that we don't want to always be complaining and be negative, but I think it's a little bit easier to just be like, that wasn't fun. Like that. I know some people that say like, oh, pregnancy was always awesome for me. But then when the baby was first born, those months were really hard. And I know other people that are the exact opposite. So I'm like, if we can talk about it, then we'll always find somebody that's like, okay, good. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, or, you know, this is hard. And even knowing when you are in way over your head, if you're talking to somebody and they say, wow, what you're feeling isn't normal. You do need help. As opposed to like, you know, if you think everybody must feel this way, everybody's sleep deprived. Good. Okay. Well, thank you so much for stopping by, Veronica. No. We'll have to do this again. Have a great day, guys. That's it. That's Feminism, Bro.
Thanks so much for joining me today. You can find me on Instagram at That's Feminism Bro and ask me any questions or just share your thoughts. Artwork's by KVB and music by Ace Parawan.